虹口区2016年高三英语一模试卷13。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Will Mrs. Johnson be here tomorrow for the meeting?
Probably not. She called this afternoon to pull off the meeting to next week.
Question. When will the meeting be held?
It seems Nancy never wants to do anything but play tennis.
That's what she likes to do most.
Question. What can be inferred about Nancy?
Three. So how do you like this oil painting?
If I had enough room in my apartment, I would buy it.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?
4. Peter, want to take a walk?
No, I have to go down to the yard now. I am building some bookshelves.
Question. What would Peter probably do next?
5. The driver's been outside in the taxi for 10 minutes now. Shall we hurry up?
That's all right. We are paying him anyway.
Question.Who are the speakers talking about? 6. The copy machine is broken again. I'll call for service.
It's only jammed. Just remove the paper stuck in it. I'll show you.
Question. What will the woman do?7. It's impossible to find a place to park before class at 10.
Yeah, we seem to need more parking area here.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Eight. Can we work later to work on our presentation?
How about noon?
Question. What does the woman mean?9. Would you tell me what time the dormitory doors will be locked?
No problem. In fact, I can give you a copy of the dormitory rules.
Question. What does the man want to know?
10. Oh no, look at this red paint in my dress. When did the park paint the chairs?
Oh, that's too bad.They might at least put up a sign there.
Question. What does the man imply?
1. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 1 short passage and 2 longer conversations. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passage and the conversations will be read twice.But the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Joanna has invented a number of things over the years. One day, she had an idea for a dishwashing machine that worked without using water.She went to see several dishwasher manufacturers about producing the machine, but none of them were interested. Joanna found investors to support her idea and founded her own production company. She spent millions of dollars developing her dishwasher, and it was put to the market 3 years later. From then on, sales were very good, better even than Joanne had hoped. But Global Domestic, one of the companies that she had been to see, made its own waterless dishwasher. Joanna obtained one and found that they had used the technical ideas she had developed. She had obtained legal protection for these ideas so that other companies could not use them. After a long legal process, Global Domestic was forced to stop making its competing dishwasher and to pay Joanna several million dollars. Now Joanna's waterless dishwasher has 40% of the worldwide dishwasher market, and this is increasing every year.
Now listen again, please.
Joanna has invented a number of things over the years. One day, she had an idea for a dishwashing machine that worked without using water. She went to see several dishwasher manufacturers about producing the machine, but none of them were interested. Joanna found investors to support her idea and founded her own production company. She spent millions of dollars developing her dishwasher, and it was put to the market 3 years later. From then on, sales were very good, better even than Joanne had hoped. But Global Domestic, one of the companies that she had been to see, made its own waterless dishwasher. Joanna obtained one and found that they had used the technical ideas she had developed. She had obtained legal protection for these ideas so that other companies could not use them. After a long legal process, Global Domestic was forced to stop making its competing dishwasher and to pay Joanna several million dollars. Now Joanna's waterless dishwasher has 40% of the worldwide dishwasher market, and this is increasing every year.
Questions 11. How did the manufacturers feel about Joanna's idea for a dishwasher?
Why was Global Domestic forced to pay Joanna much money?
13. What is the story mainly about?
14-16 are based on the following passage.
Attention, please. In a moment, you'll be starting your tour. But there are just a few things I'd like to run through. The Globe Gist Islands National Park has come up with some rules, which I'm going to read to you now. The most important rule is that no plants or animals or any other natural objects are to be removed from the park. Doing this could harm the balance of the park, and it's also illegal. Also, be careful not to transport any live material such as seeds and insects to the islands or from one island to another. These two are against the law. All the islands have their own unique plants and animals, and any introduced species could destroy the whole system. Please don't take any food with you. If you drop as much as an orange seed, it could grow into a tree and damage the existing system. Humans are only temporary visitors to these islands, and we want to make sure the only thing we leave behind is our footprints. Now, moving to the wildlife in the park, please don't touch the animals under any circumstances, because some animals remarkably fear us. But they will quickly lose this fearlessness if they're approached by humans. Don't feed the animals. Don't leave litter on the islands or throw any off your boat. Carry along a bag of some sort if you need to put litter in.
Now listen again, please.
Attention, please. In a moment, you'll be starting your tour. But there are just a few things I'd like to run through. The Globe Gist Islands National Park has come up with some rules, which I'm going to read to you now. The most important rule is that no plants or animals or any other natural objects are to be removed from the park. Doing this could harm the balance of the park, and it's also illegal. Also, be careful not to transport any live material such as seeds and insects to the islands or from one island to another. These two are against the law. All the islands have their own unique plants and animals, and any introduced species could destroy the whole system. Please don't take any food with you. If you drop as much as an orange seed, it could grow into a tree and damage the existing system. Humans are only temporary visitors to these islands, and we want to make sure the only thing we leave behind is our footprints. Now, moving to the wildlife in the park, please don't touch the animals under any circumstances, because some animals remarkably fear us. But they will quickly lose this fearlessness if they're approached by humans. Don't feed the animals. Don't leave litter on the islands or throw any off your boat. Carry along a bag of some sort if you need to put litter in.
Questions 14. What can tourists leave behind?
What is the most important rule during the tour of the national park?
16. Why does the guide emphasize the park rules before the tour?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Excuse me, sir.
Yes, madam. What's the matter?
We see you've been using the online catalog for quite a while.
Yes, madam. I'm Raymond, a freshman art student. I'm looking for some reference materials for my essay.
My name is Yong. Is there anything I can do to help you?
Yes, madam. I've got to write a paper about Hollywood in the 1930s and 1940s. And I'm really struggling. There are hundreds of books, and I just don't know where to begin, which troubles me a lot.
Your topic sounds pretty big. Why don't you narrow it down to something like the history of the comedies during that time or something else more specific?
You know, I was thinking about doing that. But nearly 100 books came up when I typed in comedies.
That's because you have chosen a big topic. You'd better make it more specific.
Then, what about Hollywood comedies? Let me try typing this topic. Maybe it will be more helpful.
It's still a little bit bigger, I guess.
Oh, yes. Still dozens of books here. What shall I do, madam?
You could cut that down even further by listing the specific years you want. Try adding 1930s or 1940s, or maybe Golden Age.
Golden Age is a good idea. Let me type that in. Hey, look, just 6 books came up. That's a lot better. I think I'll get started with these books.
Good job. And if you need more help, I'll be right over there at the reference desk.
Thank you very much for your kind help, madam.
You're welcome.
Now listen again, please.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, madam. What's the matter?
We see you've been using the online catalog for quite a while.
Yes, madam. I'm Raymond, a freshman art student. I'm looking for some reference materials for my essay.
My name is Yong. Is there anything I can do to help you?
Yes, madam. I've got to write a paper about Hollywood in the 1930s and 1940s. And I'm really struggling. There are hundreds of books, and I just don't know where to begin, which troubles me a lot.
Your topic sounds pretty big. Why don't you narrow it down to something like the history of the comedies during that time or something else more specific?
You know, I was thinking about doing that. But nearly 100 books came up when I typed in comedies.
That's because you have chosen a big topic. You'd better make it more specific.
Then, what about Hollywood comedies? Let me try typing this topic. Maybe it will be more helpful.
It's still a little bit bigger, I guess.
Oh, yes. Still dozens of books here. What shall I do, madam?
You could cut that down even further by listing the specific years you want. Try adding 1930s or 1940s, or maybe Golden Age.
Golden Age is a good idea. Let me type that in. Hey, look, just 6 books came up. That's a lot better. I think I'll get started with these books.
Good job. And if you need more help, I'll be right over there at the reference desk.
Thank you very much for your kind help, madam.
You're welcome.
Questions 17. What is the man doing in the library?
18. What does the woman suggest the man do in the conversation?
19. What topic is the man going to focus on at last?
20. What is the relationship between the two speakers? 21. That's the end of listening comprehension.